Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Billie Jean King.
This is Marion Bartoli.
I'm Mats Wilander.
This is Mary Carrillo.
This is Yannick Noah, and you're listening to the Tennis Podcast.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome to a very special edition of the Tennis Podcast to celebrate the launch and explain the launch of Friends of the Tennis Podcast. Today is the day, or maybe yesterday is the day, depending on when you're listening to this. But for us, today is the day that we launch Friends of the Tennis Podcast, which is for you a very special way to engage with the show, support the show, and get access to exclusive and what is sure to be excellent content. And for us is a way to fund the show and ensure it keeps going, and a way, David, for us to auction off our friendship. It's finally happened.
Yeah, you're our friends really, but you know, we're just, as Catherine says, we're looking for ways to engage more closely with those of you that really, really care about the show and have backed us for many, many years via Kickstarter and helped to keep the show going, and hopefully many more of you to want to come in and just help to support it. And in return, to get extra stuff from us. It is basically, Catherine, I like to think of it as a completely blank canvas for me to just start thinking of lots of ideas for new shows and all the stuff that we haven't got time for in our regular everyday lives. Well, suddenly we have.
Yeah. Look, folks, David Law has been living and breathing Friends of the Tennis Podcast for about 2 months now. A lot of thought has gone into this because this podcast is a labour of love for all three of us. For David and I, it's been a labour of love for 10 years. For Matt, it's been a labour of love for how many years, Matt?
Three since I started talking on the show, and more like six since I was in the background.
Remember student Matt?
3 years since Matt's hot takes about Karen Khachanov, Davis Cup winner.
Yeah.
Mm. It is a labour of love and always will be, but it's a time-consuming labour of love and an increasingly time-consuming labour of love. It takes up a lot of our time, and we're very glad that that's the case. We love doing it, but we also value our time, and we need to financially fund the show in order to continue it. And look, the show, the weekly show, the daily Grand Slam shows, they will still be free, and David hates me saying this, at the point of use, just like the National Health Service in the UK. He would rather I hadn't said that, but there we go, I've said it. It will still be democratically available, but there will be additional offerings and bonus content for those that are able and want to support us and become an official friend of the Tennis Podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Like you say, it's something that we started the show in May of 2012 in my parents' dining room, having a chat about how Serena Williams would definitely win the French Open. And then she...
If this is the point, David, that you direct people towards 10-year-old archive content, we can pack this show up right now.
Well, you'll be...
That is not going to incentivize anybody to be our friend.
Well, you'd be delighted to know that one of the offerings on Friends of the Tennis Podcast, if you so choose to subscribe today, is our worst ever tennis predictions show. What a lovely trip back in time that'll be. And that's what we were doing in 2012 when I said that Serena Williams would win the French Open, and she didn't. And have I ever been allowed to remember that? But yeah, it has been a labor of love for many years now. But as time has gone on, it's increasingly taken up more and more time. And I'm delighted about that, to the point where really it's pretty much a full-time job, for certainly for me. I do other things still occasionally. I commentate, not as much as I used to, because I mean, rights come and go. The pandemic has happened, and you know, I'm not as young as I used to be. I don't want to travel around the world all the time. I'd rather do this, frankly. And this will involve some travel. Of course it will, because we want to go to tournaments again when we're allowed to, and bring you the very best of these tournaments on the ground and soak it all up and bring it on the podcast. And as Catherine said, we'll still be doing weekly shows. We'll still be doing Grand Slam dailies, and they'll all be free for all. And it's up to you whether you want to get involved more and join Friends of the Tennis Podcast. But yeah, this is a twofold thing for us. It's a way for us to keep the whole show on the road, to hopefully improve it, and yeah, be able to provide more and be able to provide those that actually do pay with something better and something more than maybe those that don't. And that is just the way of life, isn't it? That's fair, really. So we think that's a better way to go than just saying how much we need to raise or want to generate and then just putting pressure on everybody to keep putting more and more in. We want to make it available to all at the point of use if you choose to pay.
He's adopted my NHS language. It's happened, Matt.
Yes, I noticed that. I mean, so this is a change for us, isn't it? And change is often a little bit scary, I suppose, but we're really excited about it. And actually, I think what we're going to be doing is taking the best of what has worked for us with the Kickstarter in the past. It's, you know, all of the same sort of ways to get involved with the show. We'll still be there. Shout outs, intros, mascots, etc. That will all still be there. We just hope that this sort of additional Friends of the Tennis Podcast offering will be something extra for those who sign up. And, you know, so hopefully it will be taking the best of what we've had before and also improving on it. In terms of those shows that will be part of the Friends of the Tennis Podcast offering, we are definitely going to be putting Tennis Relived on there, which has been real joy, actually, hasn't it, Tennis Relived, over the last couple of years. I was really, as we all were, worried about what on earth we would talk about when there was no tennis for several months last year. And what came from it was this new sort of show for us. And I think I was unsure whether I would like Tennis Relived, because so much of sport is about watching it in the moment, I think, and not knowing the results. And I thought, gosh, are we just going to be watching matches we already know the result of? But actually, those matches were just such a springboard for stories and interviews. And we've loved those shows and we've had really good response to them. But they are the toughest shows to produce. They're the ones with the most work going into them. So we want to get more value out of them. So they'll be on the Friends of the Podcast offering. Our Q&A shows, which we love doing as well, they'll be on there, more of them. And then we're very excited about this additional show that we've come up with, which is after every Grand Slam. We're going to have an additional show, which I think was inspired by David's hot takes on the 2021 US Open this year, when you both recorded a week on from Raducanu and Medvedev's victory. And it's just a chance to reflect, I think, which we don't really get during a slam because it's so in the moment. I sort of get the sense that the last thing we're going to want to be doing at the end of a slam is recording an extra podcast, but we will do it and it will be great. It will be a chance to reflect. And we rarely get the men's final press conference in, do we, on those final shows. So just a chance to step back and take it all in. And then I'm sure we'll come up with extra shows for the Friends of the Podcast as well. But that's what we're promising up front.
Great. So Friends of the Tennis Podcast will get access to a show that Matt sounds like he's already dreading.
He's going to love it.
Look, the bottom line is we know that not everybody is able to support the show. I mean, some of you just won't want to, but a lot of you just won't able to be. And we want the show to still be available to you if that's the case. Absolutely. But it's also the case that we would not be able to make this show without your support. Friends of the Tennis Podcast will make this show possible. And I don't want to jinx anything, but we're very grateful to everybody that does support us to make it possible, because it means an awful lot to all of us.
Mm. It's very uplifting, and it has been for a number of years now via the Kickstarter. I don't think we ever really expected the reaction that we've had, and that has continued. And our goal with all of these things, whenever we do a show, whenever we've done anything over the last 10 years, is to hopefully make you all think, oh, that was good. I'm really glad I listened to that. I'm really glad I got involved with that. I mean, when Matt says that we're going to do the listener Q&As on the Friends of the Tennis podcast feed, the idea is that you'll be able to send in your emails, and because you're a friend, you're already joined up, we'll be reading those emails. We try to read all of our emails anyway, but those ones we'll be able to put at the head, and they'll be the formulating the questions that we're answering on those shows. We got some other ideas for some other types of show as well that we'll engage in and try to build. And, you know, this isn't going to just be where it is now. It's going to evolve, especially when I've had a few extra.
Yeah, David Law in having ideas, shocker.
Well, you know, it's so exciting, isn't it? for me anyway. But yeah, it's we've still got a couple of listener Q&As for this year that will be on the main tennis podcast feed, and those will be recorded over Christmas. And we've got a couple of guest editors for them. We're still planning to do our review show in a few days' time. So, you know, there's lots and lots that will still be coming on that feed. But yeah, I think you'll find that you will have something that will really make this feel like it's worthwhile. And that is all we want at the end of the day, is to produce content that you enjoy.
And most, you know, just in terms of, you know, the funding and support making this possible, I think a lot of people think that there aren't a lot of costs involved with podcasts. Here we are just all sat on Zoom that everybody has just having a chat and making it available. And yes, you know, at the very bare bones of it on paper, that's very cheap to produce, but it's, you know, we take a lot of pride in this. We do it properly. We put a lot into it, and there are costs involved in that, significant costs involved in that. We'd like, once the murky pandemic fog clears, we'd like to be able to travel more to tournaments as the tennis podcast, represent specifically for the tennis podcast, speak to players. You know, I think everybody would agree that Matt in press conferences at events is a brilliant thing, and we'd like to do more of that. And PS, I don't want to embarrass Matt, but without the funding, without the support, we wouldn't have Matt, because he does have to live and support himself. He is a full-time employee of the Tennis Podcast, and we're absolutely delighted that's the case. But that is made possible by you. And I don't like to even think about the days before Matt. I don't know how we did it, but anyway, it's an unthinkable future without you, Matt. Sorry, I'm gonna make you talk after I've just embarrassed you.
Successfully embarrassed, yes. But no, I mean, thank you really to everyone who has backed in the past and you know, put me in this position. And I sort of can't imagine the next few years without the Tennis Podcast either. It has become sort of everything. So if this is a way to make that continue, and I hope it is, then very, very grateful for that.
Heartstrings successfully pulled at, NHS references done, warning not to go back too far in our archive. Have I ticked all the boxes, David?
Yeah, I should perhaps just tell people what they need to do next, which is, if you have a little look down in our show notes to this show, you'll see a link which will tell you how to join the Tennis Podcast, the Friends of the Tennis Podcast. And it's should be very straightforward. We've joined up, we've done a lot of research into the best system behind this, and we looked at various different platforms like Patreon and one or two other platforms that do this kind of thing. But we eventually decided to go with a company called Supporting Cast, who had been the partners of our friends at the Cycling Podcast, who'd come up with a very similar system a few years ago. And I mean, they really have been wonderful allies to us and guides to us through this process. I mean, just wonderful people, Richard Moore and Lionel Burney and all the team at the Cycling Podcast, they couldn't have been more generous with their advice and insight into how this process works. And so we've really copied them, frankly, shamelessly I have, in terms of what they've done, because they've done it better than anybody. And so supporting CAST effectively provide the framework for you to just pay your subscription, press a couple of buttons, and it really is just a couple of links, and then the show will be added to your feed on your phone or your iPad or your computer, just the way the current podcast feed is. So hopefully it'll be very sort of straightforward for you to get up and running, and we'll have a dedicated friends-only email address which you'll be able to write to us on, and any suggestions for shows or questions you want to send in or thoughts on what we've talked about, that's where they should all go to. And we just want to keep building what has been the most heartwarming, for me anyway, community, and this is an extension of that. And all I can say is thanks so much to everybody for putting your support in us, and we'll be doing our utmost to make it worth your while.
Absolutely. Hear, hear. Link in the show notes. If you can support us, please do. We are very great. Well, we're very grateful in advance as we come to you. Absolutely nobody has done that yet because we haven't launched, but we feel confident in this. We think it's the right thing to do for the show's future and for its growth. And for everybody that does support us, thank you very much. And welcome to being our friend, officially. There is a bonus podcast waiting for you, for joiners to Friends of the Tennis Podcast. We're just about to record that, so I can't make any bold promises about how brilliant it's going to be, but I'm sure it'll be at least of average quality, if not better. So enjoy, thank you, and we'll speak to you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.